Hello, hello, hola, como estas, amigos? Thanks for making some time for Slow Baja today. My heaping dose of gratitude goes to Jeff Hill and the Baja Bound Insurance team for organizing that amazing Baja Lifestyle and Travel Expo last week down at Humphreys in San Diego. It was really an amazing, great venue, great turnout. I was delighted to be part of it all. And, you know, I was just talking Baja, talking slow Baja, seeing old friends, people who've been guests on the show, meeting new friends, meeting listeners. Just well done. 5 stars, Baja Bound Insurance. As you know from last week's show, I was in the Nora booth with Mike Perlman, again, Slow Baja alum. It just blows me away that Mike's dad was the father of Floris from Tarzan. He was just the father of off-road racing. You know, he had an employee who didn't know how to shift his old manual transmission Land Cruiser and got it out on the highway and just blew up the motor. And Mike's dad, Ed, just kind of being a cheapskate, said, well, what are we going to do here? You know, let's go to a junkyard and see what fits. Found a little Chevy V8 that dropped right in, and all of a sudden he's ripping around the desert and wondering if he could set the speed record from Tijuana to La Paz. Well, he didn't do that, but he did realize that, hey, we should have an off-road race, and the 1967 Mexican 1000 was the result of that. So it was super cool to be in the Nora booth playing the film 27 Hours to La Paz, that great documentary from the first race, and telling people about that history and telling people that they can come down with me and the Slow Baja class and their regular 4x4. So I just want to say big thanks to Baja Bound. Huge thanks to Nora and Mike Perlman for letting me be in the booth. And I just want to also say gratitude, real serious gratitude here. Get choked up kind of gratitude over all the Slow Baja listeners who came over and said hello, told me a little something about what show they liked or what keeps them listening to the show. And that was just really amazing for me to just to, you know, have sort of been at this for a couple years now and to meet all those Baja lovers in one place really, really, really made my day. And then I just had to blow out of there and get off to my other great love, baseball. I went to see my son play at spring training. He's up with the Giants. So that was an awful lot of fun to go right from that a venue, that amazing venue with all the Baja peeps, over to Scottsdale and watch a little baseball. Well, enough about me, my family, and Boy Wonder playing ball with the Giants. Today's show is with Javier Martinez of Bull. You know, I muff that. I know I'm going to muff it 5 more times. Bull is a fabulous restaurant in Ensenada. Carlos Valenzuela, my Mexico Baja travel fixer, brought me in for dinner. We had a fabulous, fabulous dinner, lots of wine, enjoyed ourselves immensely. And then I went back the next afternoon thinking I could scoot in before the dinner rush and just have a nice quiet chat with Javi. Well, that really didn't go so well. He's like super gregarious guy. He's like Tigger in Winnie the Pooh. He's just bouncing all over the place. I had to cut the first 5 minutes of the podcast because people just kept coming over to say hello, and he's waving at people, and he's here, and he's there, and he's talking to me, and he's talking to somebody else, and I just couldn't make sense of the edit, so we just chopped it off, and we just kind of dive right in, so I'm doing a little setup here. But without further ado, let's get on with today's show. Restaurateur Javier Martinez of Bull in Ensenada. Slow Baja approved. A beautiful indoor-outdoor venue. Great wine store right next door. Buy a bottle. Have corkage fee. Buy great wine. Buy the bottle. Buy the glass. Great food. Highly, highly Slow Baja approved. Highly recommended. All right, on with the show. Hey, this is Michael Emery. Thanks for tuning into the Slow Baja. This podcast is powered by Tequila Fortaleza, handmade in small batches, and hands down, my favorite tequila. Hey, I want to tell you about your new must-have accessory for your next Baja trip. Benchmark Maps has released a beautiful, beautiful Baja California Road and Recreation Atlas. It's a 72-page large format book of detailed maps and recreation guides that makes the perfect planning tool for exploring Baja. Pick yours up at benchmarkmaps.com. Well, we're at your restaurant, Bulls. Bulls?
Bull.
Bull?
Is the French word?
Yeah.
That means balls?
Yes.
It's the nickname for pétanque?
Yes.
Actually?
Yes.
And basically, I named it because it was my first restaurant going solo. This is my third restaurant, so I started with no money, no nothing. I did just balls to do it. Really. So that was kind of took it, and we love the game. So that's why we name it. And a lot of people call me like Bulls, like the Chicago Bulls or whatever, or Bullies or whatever. I really don't care. How do you pronounce it? The French word is supposed to be bull, but I just want people to be happy, so I really don't fight it. It's like people call me Xavier, you know, they cannot say Javier, you know, I don't know why, but it's hard for some people, like, haha, Javier, you know, so.
All right, well, let's get started. It's Slow Baja, it's Travel Talk, I'm at Bulls, Balls,
Bull?
Balls, I've got the guy by the balls right here.
You got the guy by the balls.
Bull.
Bull.
Bull. I'm at Bull in Ensenada, and I'm here, Carlos Valenzuela, my new Ensenada fixer. My new Baja fixer brought me in, and one of my listeners had suggested, one of the Baja, Slow Baja community had suggested that I get in here, and so I was just thrilled. Nice crowd last night, great food, great night. We're eating outside under the stars. So tell me, Javier, how'd you come up with this idea?
The idea was kind of forced, you know. I was a partner in a restaurant, very successful, but at that point we expanded, so we had kind of... was not enough money for all of us, so I decided to go solo. And I started with my ex-wife in San Miguel on the third point. I don't know if a beautiful, also beautiful, beautiful setup, but it's kind of far away from the city. So it mainly was only the weekends when it was happening. And the lease ended, and we moved here 8 years ago in this patio that totally make it happen. I'm very, very happy here.
Awesome. Do you think we can squeeze the music a little lower?
I will turn it off.
My editor's going to kill me. I record in all sorts of places, you know, street noise, all sorts. So, and I like to have people feeling like they're sitting here with me at the table, but my editor's going to have my balls.
Okay.
Exactly. So, 8 years.
8 years. In the location, total 12.
Okay.
We're going for 12 in March.
And so you have how many tables here? 25, 30? I'm guessing, I'm looking around.
Capacity is 125, 130 person.
Okay.
Seating.
And it looked like it was pretty lively on the court yesterday, last night. People are playing.
Yeah.
They're rolling the balls, tossing the balls.
A lot of young crowd comes and plays in a while.
I mean, there's a lot of fun. People are having a great time.
Yeah.
So, pétanque versus bocce.
It's the French
Explain
versus
that.
The Italian.
All right.
A lot of people name. Are you guys playing bocce? Because bocce is, I think, way more popular than pétanque.
Yeah.
But bocce is the Italian game. Bigger balls. You can run different. The rules are kind of similar, but
different.
A little bit different.
Yeah. I've seen the pétanque in the south of France with the gypsies throwing.
With the
balls.
Gypsies, Marseille is the capital,
yeah, exactly.
I guess.
Throwing the balls in the gravel.
In the gravel, correct.
So explain your cuisine. We had the Carlos is going to tell me. Carlos did all the ordering last night, so tell us, Carlos, what we had, and then Javier, you're going to tell me what it's all about.
Yeah, thank you. Risotto poblano with arrachera with steak, and then we have tacos of chistorra. Very good, right?
We started with a tuna starter, which was amazing.
That was, the first one is tiradito from tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So there's nothing that I love more than going to a restaurant with a local and having them do all the ordering. I never saw the menu. I didn't care. I was having my tequila. It was great. When we switched to wine, everything was wonderful. The steak arrancado was perfect. So tell me about the cuisine.
The cuisine is normally, I've been at a restaurant for 20 years now, so we try to work as very common sense, you know, work with the local ingredients like the bluefin tuna. It comes from the farms or the yellowtail, whatever is fresh. We try to put it. There's a lot of farms also, so the veggies and that everything goes to the States, a lot of states here. So we try to work with that and a little fusion with the risottos. That is, a lot of people like it and a lot of people don't do it. So a lot of people come here for the risottos, but normally we try to do the seafood, like the ceviches and the real fish. And
so would you say you're Mediterranean cuisine based?
Based.
With a touch influenced. Of a Baja spin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like my ex-partners, they influenced me a lot. The guys from Manzanilla and the guys in the kitchen been working for me for 15 years now.
Wow.
And that's whatever I found fresh. You know, sometimes you go to La Bufadora and you can see some, we call them centollos. It's very similar as the king crabs. So we grab whatever is, oh, we got this, Javi. Or we have some abalone. We have, so the guys can cook whatever.
So the menu is changing all the time.
We try.
Yeah.
It's nice to order. Well, we have like the classical, like the chistorra tacos and the flanksy tacos and the baby clams.
And how about the wine pairing? All local wine, French
all
wine?
All local wine.
All local
only,
Mexican
only
wine.
Only Mexican wine.
All right.
Really.
Well, it's what, 15 minutes away, 20 minutes away?
15 minutes away will be the first one. And also we have the store here. I don't know if you walked into the
I
store. It's called
yet.
La Contra.
Okay.
They carry 472 labels. And it's also one of the keys because a lot of the customers, they can buy very good wine for only $200, like $8 more for a corkage fee. That is what we call. So people are happy and they can try. I leave them optionals. Sometimes I walk with them to the store if they want recommendations. But normally I would like them just to get lost and see what the local wineries are offering. Like 20 years ago when I started, there was only like 12 wineries. At the moment, it's more than, I think, close to 200.
Yeah.
Some small, some big. Yeah, but I have seen people that started with one barrel or two barrels, like the guys from Benacaba, Piran, and now they're big, big wineries.
Hey, do you wish you had joined us on the Nora 500? Well, here's your chance. It's double the mileage, double the fun, double the parties, double the dirt. It is the Nora Mexican 1000. We're going to drive by day. We're going to party by night. I'm pouring four delays of tequila. April 30th through May 6th, 2022. We're driving the entire peninsula. You don't want to miss out on this one. Again, if I can do it in my 1971 Toyota Land Cruiser, totally stock, you can do it in any modern 4x4. The Nora Mexican 1000 is the happiest race on earth. Check it out at nora.com, N-O-R-R-A.com, or on Slow Baja. Here at Slow Baja, we can't wait to drive our old Land Cruiser south of the border. And when we go, we'll be going with Baja Bound Insurance. Their website's fast and easy to use. Check them out at bajabound.com. That's bajabound.com, serving Mexico travelers since 1994. Now again, you're selling lots of wines. Are you able to share any favorites? Do you have any? Can you help my Slow Baja community pick four or five favorites that you really love that maybe somebody's never heard of, smaller wineries?
Yeah, of course. Normally, but the house wine, or basically my partner's, is called Aborigen.
We had that last night. It was lovely.
And I like Piuan a lot. The Chimul wines. There's also Benacaba, Cruz. That is also small, and La Lomita. There's a lot of, but those Madera Cinco. They're going big. They saw a lot of them. They started in the garage, and now they're even in the States, and all over Mexico.
So as I'm sitting here with a couple of Ensenada locals, guys who are in my middle years category. Remember music from the 80s, I'm going to put it that way. They remember the music from the 80s, maybe lived it. Where are you guys going when you're taking your wives, girlfriends, what have you? Where are you going for a weekend getting away from Ensenada? There's so much that's within a few hours of here. Where do you go? What do you do for recreation?
For recreation? Normally I used to go to the States.
Okay.
Not really. Believe it or not, we used to run to the States. Now we stay here, I think. Normally, I do some steak, go to the valley, stay in some of the local boutiques. But really, I now I'm traveling a little bit farther than just stay here. But then I was planning to go to Tijuana. Carlos took me to a very cool hotel in Calle Revolución that I was totally blown away. And I was saying, I should experience DJ, because normally I only you go all the way, Playas, Century Lane, San Diego.
Gotcha.
And off I go. And now that my wife is from San Diego, normally I was going a lot to San Diego for the last 5 years.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'm always looking for Baja tips. Carlos, represent here, buddy. Give me a Baja tip. Where are you going when you're taking your wife and going someplace?
Well, El Valle also, of course. When I was in the tourist department, I think I told you, we travel all over the state, like Bahía de Los Ángeles, San Luis Gonzaga, San Quintín, Rosarito, Mexicali, Tecate, everywhere. I mean, it was my job, and also it was a thing that I wanted to do, and I really enjoyed it.
All right, back to your restaurant, Javi. You had an interesting crowd last night. Good mix from young people to, you know, middle-aged folks. I didn't see many tourists here. It's a place that the locals are here and supporting.
Yeah. Normally, I think it's 80 to 20.
80 local, 20
tourists. There was a point that I used to have a little bit more people from the U.S. With COVID, it's a different equation, I will say, or different ballgame. My clientele went totally changed, really. I think that, like you nailed it, the middle-aged people got and above got afraid of going out. So the youngsters, all the bars and all the places, they were totally locked down. So they start coming here because I was only of the few spaces with a lot of open space.
Yeah, you've got all open distance. Skies. It's easy.
So they were happy with the distance and a lot of people, a lot of young people start coming. Like I have to remember, because I like to know my customers. I really like to get more personal. Know. Hi, Carlos. Hi, Michael. Hi. So, and I like, well, how you doing? And I have to. At the beginning, I didn't care about the names, but they start coming very often. Very often. Hi, Andres. Hi, Arturo. Hi. Because I like you. I like to remember what you eat, what you have, to make it more. I think it's part of the of Bull's success. I think.
Well, it looked pretty successful last night, and it's filling in now. So we're going to wrap this up so we can turn the music back on and you can get back to being Loco Javi. Loco Javi, my friend.
I hope
friend,
Slow Baja comes back, and, yeah. And it's my pleasure to be talking to you guys, man.
Slow Baja will come back, but my friend Pepe Giza calls you Loco Javi. Loco. He said you have the best job. All you do is talk to people and smile and laugh. Yeah. So I think he's got you pegged.
That's what I say, you know, like it's not easy to come always every single day with a smile. It's not for everybody. I love my job. I really love to meet people. You know, people is what make me. I say, okay, it's the food, but it's also the service. So it's like, if you come to the table, nobody's, okay, can I have a beer? And they take, and then you look and you see the waiter texting or whatever, and you say, where's my beer or where's my wine? I'm quite hyper, so I have to be moving, and I really like to people to live with a smile.
Yeah,
because that's what they remember. They can have a beautiful meal, but the waiter or even me, I can totally fuck it up, and I bring the wrong things. But I like people to live with a smile.
All right, so wrap it up. You've got a beautiful wine store here. You've got capacity for 120, 25 people, and I don't know, 30 something tables, right?
I'm just guessing
behind you here. A nice staff. They were able to pour me a beautiful ranch water last night, Blanco Tequila and Topo Chico. It's my my favorite. And then we moved on to some wine, which was lovely. The dinner was fabulous. How do people find out about Bold? And where are you? Your Instagram, Facebook, website? Where can people find you?
Right now we're consolidating on that because at the beginning, as you can see, I have like a tiny little sign.
Yeah.
I really just believe in the word of mouth. And actually, when we moved 8 years ago, it's like we were like only five people. Now we were 20. Five with me, basically. Or six. I used to do the shopping and I used to bartend and wait and everything. And now I have my nephew Andres is helping me a lot, so I'm able to be more off. But I love to come here and see the faces and see people smile and laugh, and that's all. Well, good food and laugh.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that last night, and you're bouncing around like Tigger, you know? You're here, you're there, you're everywhere with a smile and a laugh. So, hey, Slow Baja approved. If you find yourself in Ensenada, get down here. Roll the bull. The bulls.
The bull.
All right, well, thanks, Javi. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good times, and Slow Baja approved. Highly recommended. Good times, Carlos. Thanks for bringing me in.
Of course, man. Anytime.
Well, that was fun, short and sweet, as they say. Hopefully I'll get back to Ensenada and do something serious with Javi sometime soon. But the food had arrived. We had a full table of folks. The wine was there, and everybody was doing their best to stay really quiet while we were doing the podcast. It was kind of funny. But anyways, if you like what I'm doing here, please, please, please share the show with somebody who you know loves Baja. They might not know a dang thing about Slow Baja. So please, if you got a friend, share the show. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. For folks who don't have any relationship to podcasts, you can always send them a link off of YouTube, and they can stream that. You know, it's on a bunch of other platforms. So if you've got elitist tendencies, you want to eat organic podcasts, it's all there for you, and all the small ones, all the cool ones. So please share the show. Drop me a 5-star on Apple or Spotify. Spotify's got those new ratings, and that does really help people find the show. It really does. So please take a second and do that. Also, drop a taco in the tank. Gotta drop a taco in the tank. I'm about a month out from the Nora Mexican 1000. Gas prices are $6. So anyhow, do what you can if you can. Stickers are in stock. We've got some cool hats that are in. Some t-shirts for the big boys, or a couple of size smalls are still kicking around. Larges are on their way, and some sweatshirts too, finally. And, you know, I do really appreciate it. The easiest way to do all that stuff is at slowbaja.com. You can click the donate button. You can go to the store. You can do it all there. Also on Instagram, for you Instagrammers, there's a link in my bio that gets you right to drop a taco in the tank, and I really appreciate it. It really helps, and it is the only way to get that ask your doctor if Baja is right for you bumper sticker, other than meeting me someplace on the road where I can just hand you one. That's the only way to get it. They're not for sale, so please take a second, show some support. I appreciate it. Thanks. I'll be back with a great show next week. Have I told you about my friend True Miller? You've probably heard the podcast, but let me tell you, her vineyard, Adobe Guadalupe Winery, is spectacular. From the breakfast at her communal table, bookended to an intimate dinner at night, their house-bred Azteca horses, Solomon the Horseman, will get you on a ride that'll just change your life. The food, the setting, the pool, it's all spectacular. AdobeGuadalupe.com. For appearing on Slow Baja today, our guests will receive the beautiful Benchmark Map 72-page Baja Road and Recreation Atlas. Do not go to Baja without this, folks. You never know when your GPS is going to crap out, and you're going to want a great map in your lap. Trust me.